This is part of the, this is part of the podcast.
I didn't introduce people though.
You're ruining everything. But you can't host because when you leave, we'll just.
Well, but I started. Now I fucked it all up.
Welcome to Completely Unoriginal. This is episode 22, like you've already mentioned and heard from other three people.
I'm your host, Steve.
Who clearly want to try and host, but you know, maybe next week. We'll see what happens.
To my left, we have Steve.
Oh, now I
say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I'm your host, Steve. To my left, we have Mr. Jones.
Hello.
To his left, across from me.
Boss.
And to her left, to the right of me.
Again?
It's totally D.
And to the right of me, who's our freelancer, filling in
for
whoever.
This, I'm filling in for Jake today, but... it is the return of Mr. Derek Poole.
Poolsy. We go
Poolsy. We go with Poolsy.
You just gave him your name.
I know.
Now they can look you up on the internet, find you, kidnap you in a panel van.
They have to know how it's spelt.
Now you can be in fan fiction.
It's spelled really weird.
Ooh.
Please, now you are in
fan
fiction.
If you are out there and you are making fan fiction of us, please send it to me.
I have this amazingly ecstatic grin now.
Oh, God.
Do it.
You want there to be fanfiction.
There should be fanfiction
yes.
of us.
I want
Could you imagine a fanfiction of Balls and Deep?
Okay, we're doing this.
Oh my god!
What? Okay, the question I'm raising right now is, why does fanfiction exist to begin with?
Because people like something so much, they want to be the way that they like it, the way that they imagine
they
it.
They want their fantasy.
What's
and their
mean?
Fantasy branches off from, like, say they watch, like, a show.
You're gonna go with Supernatural, aren't you?
No.
I was gonna
go with Walking Dead, which is actually in and of itself a fan fiction.
There's Walking Dead fan fiction?
There's obviously.
The show is kind of fan fiction.
The show in and of itself is a fan fiction of the graphic novels.
Yeah. Well, that's like saying like anything Kevin Smith writes for DC is just Kevin Smith fan fiction.
It pretty
Basically
much is.
Except
is.
It's stamped
yeah.
with canon for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
and that's why there's stuff like on Tumblr and on Reddit and that's headcanon approved, where people are like, you know what? That is something that you came up with in the series yourself, and I like it. I agree with it entirely.
That's, you're just saying like that's people just...
That's people just...
People, sometimes people point out things in the show that's not blatantly pointed out by, like, anyone who makes the show.
Yeah.
And then everyone
yeah.
thinks, I think you're right.
Yeah,
like,
that should
canon
be
approved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
Speaking of Supernatural, I know I did. There's this whole trend that's...
I know I did?
Yeah.
Because
I did.
<didn't>
Well, I've noticed CW's doing this a lot, and they did it with Arrow to Flash. Now they have... A Supernatural spinoff in
is
the
it
works.
Ghostfacers?
No, it's not. That was a website.
Hunters.
What the fuck is it?
It's called Supernatural Tribes. And
oh, yes.
It is.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the backdoor pilot for it is Supernatural episodes 19 this season for season 9. And essentially, the show takes place in Chicago, I think.
Chicago.
And it doesn't leave Chicago at all. And it follows around these, like, monster royal families or whatever.
Sam
oh, fuck,
spin-offs.
That sounds like Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, it does
yeah.
sound like a Vampire Diaries Supernatural. So it's like, oh, it's fucking weird. And they're like, obviously, like teenagers.
Although, to be fair, Vampire Diaries can be pretty good at times. Little VD.
Get
I
out.
Can't watch
everybody
it
wants, everybody
Get
wants
out.
VD.
I can't watch it anymore.
Everyone knows the originals is better. Fuck.
Oh my god.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace is the best Star Wars movie of all time.
But now I'm saying... Like, what's the deal with CW doing all these spinoffs? Why do we need spinoffs?
Money.
Money.
Like,
eventually, heroes have to die.
They are
out
of ideas, and they're listening to fans way too much.
They're going into our fan fiction, whatever the Reddit side of fan fiction is, and they're going to start making those.
They're just going to Google fan fiction.
They all have to go to HBO.
Oh,
no. HBO is about quality. It would never reach
Tina's fan fiction.
What?
So many butts get touched.
Oh,
what?
Tina's
Bob's Burgers.
Oh my god,
Tina's fan. her fan fiction where she gets so bored of writing fan fiction about stuff that she likes that she starts writing fan fiction about people at school.
Yeah, she's really obsessive about it.
It's really
is that really? That's not really fan fiction. That's just writing a story.
No, I know.
That's a fanfic. Well,
no, fiction is about taking a pre-existing property and putting your own ideas in.
And that's the difference between original content and fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's essentially you're just writing a story. It's just you're not putting any character development into fan fiction because somebody else has developed those characters for you.
Yeah, it's a different IP, different franchise and all that jazz.
It's training wheels to creative writing.
So basically her writing stories about these real people at school who have their own original content because they developed their own character.
Are they like real characters though?
They're real people. She doesn't even change the names to protect the identities.
So it's... You tried, Pussy. You really tried.
Gold star, you tried.
You were up there with the water, and then you just ruined it.
And then you fell right back.
Exactly. So, fan fiction.
I was being so careful.
What's the worst fan fiction you've ever read, if you have read fan fiction?
I can't tell you the worst, but I can tell you the best.
What's the best?
Worst?
Mavin.
What?
Mavin. Michael Gavin from Achievement Hunter. There's a lot of gay shit that goes on, but it's funny as hell.
It's funny you should mention that because the worst I didn't actually read it. I went to a reading of it because one of the conventions I used to, they used to go in, find bad fan fiction and read it.
Yeah.
But it was, again, the same content.
Pairing? Same Mavin?
No, it wasn't Mavin, but it was Red versus Blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Between Doc and Sarge, I think. It was so badly done that it was hard to actually pick out where the fan pairing was.
Yeah, I think it's like people have this need to be creative, but maybe they can't come up with their own stuff all the time.
Or
so,
they're not a good writer and don't know what a story is.
No, but like they see something they like and then they have their own ideas on how they want things to go or how they would like things to go, and then they make their own little creative thing about it because you just need, like, you need a creative outlet, and that's why people get obsessed about it. Like, even people who don't write fanfics probably daydream about what they think will happen in the show and stuff, and they like do little stories in their head.
It's like what we do speculation about, say, Warhammer,
True Detective,
or Magic, or
True Detective.
Yeah, sure. Or like the next Sonic game or something like that.
Hey, Brooke, speaking of True Detective, because you came up with that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You just said that.
I just did say True Detective.
Yeah, okay,
we're this very second.
Okay, I'm gonna be talking about True Detective right after you're done saying what you're saying right now.
I'm pushing this pretty along. Much finished.
Oh, okay.
You cut him off.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
Even worse,
like,
you tried to cut off his segue for another segue.
Yeah, I was segueing us into something else, and you bent it over the table and you fucked it.
Like all fan fictions do.
Well, sometimes it's on a table.
Sometimes there's gentle touching.
Sometimes there's warthogs. As in the vehicle.
Okay, is it just me or
he looks more like a puma?
Is every fan fiction sexual?
No, all of them.
Just the majority.
A vast majority.
The ones that everyone reads.
The ones that everybody popular romanticizes, I guess.
The genre. Yeah.
But if you think about it, people also spend a lot of their time thinking about sex.
Do
so,
they?
They do.
According to studies, males think about sex every 7 seconds.
It's like really frequent that the idea of sex comes into their head. So if they're creative, they're like trying to come up with things. It makes sense that sex would work its way into there.
That was 7 seconds.
But
so, which one of us did you think about having sex with?
We're not supposed to give the writers more content for their fan fictions.
Yeah, they have to come up with their fan fictions.
They have to do it on their own.
Okay.
But no, fan fiction doesn't have to be sexual at all.
Was that the only one that thought of sex in 7 seconds?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I honestly, the whole time I was just going banana in my head, so there was no sexual thoughts whatsoever.
You had like steam whistle in your head.
But no, I think what happens though is a lot of the actual plot lines in that are agreeable to the fans who are making fan fiction.
To the crazies.
If we're using that term, which
everyone's
I
crazy
would not.
If you're using it like that.
Crazies. We're penning it crazies.
I resent that.
I agree. Continue.
but a lot of the times what they disagree with is which character ended up with which character. Harry Potter, especially true.
Oh, well,
everybody hates Harry Potter's pairings.
I like them.
J.K. Rowling has come out and said...
That's bullshit.
Maybe I made this bad choice.
The first time Ginny popped up and was, like, in love with Harry, and then Harry liked her, you were like, what the fuck? Like, that was your reaction. It seems so out of place.
No, I thought...
You know why? He was trying to suppress his gay fantasies about Ron.
That's totally not
it. By sleeping with Ginny.
At all.
Because they're basically the same person.
Nope.
Because they're related.
No, I can see it happening.
Headcanon approved.
I can see it happen. Like, his character was just all about that Cho chick, and then he was like, oh yeah, fuck her. And then...
he wasn't all about that Yellow Strange.
Yeah.
It's just like... Oh,
and then he spent so much time with Ginny, he's like, man, this chick's like a bro, but, you know...
A bro that I could have sex with.
Exactly. Jeez. And I've known her since, like...
Forever. 6 books ago.
Yeah.
People who do fanfics probably, like, have very little shame and embarrassment. Because, like, a lot of people think things.
Oh, no.
But,
no.
Okay, but they put it out there. And
it's,
a lot
okay.
of,
they're
anonymous,
they,
though.
And don't put it out there.
Yeah.
It's totally
I would not
there's
tell people the shit that
like,
happens in my head.
What kind of shit happens?
If I told the people the shit that happened in my head, I would probably be murdered.
Exactly.
A lot of people will write fanfiction, and if their fiction gets flack, they stop writing completely.
Yep.
For the rest of their life.
Well, because it's terrifying.
Like, people are... Yeah,
vicious,
they're like...
Cruel.
Hey, I'm gonna make this huge...
Whoa.
I'm gonna make this
you
huge leap in that, and a couple
shots
trolls
fired.
On the internet get a hold of it and ruin the whole experience of writing for people. But...
I will say, shots fired.
He's talking about how they get, like criticized, and you had a second ago going, crazies, all the crazies.
Shots have been returned.
You're upsetting them emotionally.
There was a return volley there.
I'll allow it.
Damn right you'll allow it.
Anyways, speaking of fan-made content, I hear they're doing a new generation of Sonic.
Yeah, except it's not fan-made.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
My Sonic Boom reference is so much better. And
it
then
was,
this asshole cut me off with
somebody
True
ruined
Detective.
It. I'm doing
oh, yeah.
the best I can for you.
True Detective.
That
okay.
was a nicely matched segue.
Has anyone, hold on, has anyone seen True Detective?
No.
God
damn it. Okay.
I've heard things.
So, basically...
Wait, is this
but
like...
But it's also Matthew McConaughey.
Is this like MTV's in behind the...
HBO.
Like TRU?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. It's HBO. It's essentially the next Breaking Bad.
It's True Jackson.
Oh, I saw on Twitter about it. About
yeah.
people saying, oh my god, True Detective,
yeah.
this season is almost better than season 5 of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Like, it stars Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, and I didn't like Matthew McConaughey to begin with.
I don't like either of those guys.
Like, I didn't like him. Well, Zombieland.
Woody's okay.
Yeah, he was alright.
I don't like
nice.
Seek him out.
But, like,
yeah.
Matthew McConaughey I didn't really like because it's he plays the same character. High school girls, I get older, they stay the same.
And now he has an Oscar.
Age. Except, yeah. Now
and he won over Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he won. Well, he did a movie about AIDS.
May
God.
And other stuff. And it was AIDS and transgenders and...
Well,
oh, I
transgender
thought was,
people
I thought
get AIDS
was,
sometimes, like anyone
no,
else.
But his character wasn't a transgender.
Exactly, but still, I didn't see the movie, but apparently it's like a big deal.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it too.
Oh,
Jared
yeah.
Leto
okay.
played a transgendered woman.
Yeah.
But, also won.
Yeah. But
okay, I was going to say, why didn't he win? Okay, he
supporting
won too.
Because
he was... Yeah, he was just a supporting actor.
But back to
I like him a lot better.
That's usually what happens in a lot of movies is you like the supporting characters a lot better. Like
especially when the main
not necessarily
Matthew
the characters, the actors though.
Well, I'm
like,
using Disney movies as an example.
That's a bad example.
Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa, supporting characters.
By the way,
likes them better.
Also better actors.
Means
exactly.
No worries.
Mulan. Who doesn't love the fucking dragon?
No, Mulan is the shit, though. I'm
what?
Sorry.
That's because Eddie Murphy was a better actor.
Back then.
I love
back
Mulan.
Then.
I don't know. Norbit's good.
What? Kill yourself. Just...
But yeah, the main protagonist, I think a lot of times they make it so that he's so, like, one-sided that the actual audience portrays himself in it. Take How I Met Your Mother, for example. The Josh Radnor who plays Ted fucking hates the character because he's so, like, one- or two-dimensional.
Yeah.
But he's that written that way, so we, like, reflect ourselves in him.
Yep.
And the supporting cast, Marshall, Barney, they become like the better characters.
I read an article on like why people say that Leonardo DiCaprio will probably never win. And it's they said it's he's a cool guy. It's the cool guy problem.
He's too good.
They do like such aloof characters like Leonardo, yeah. that, or the people that you look up to, and the people you look up to in roles, you never win because the people who win do the roles where you feel identified with them.
No, I'll tell you, the reason he'll never win is because you take every year you're looking at it. He does fucking phenomenal performances every year that he's in, but someone else just fucking dominates. Like, there's a huge leap.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, 2 years ago, would you said, oh man, that guy's going to win an Oscar?
No.
Fuck no. But he, like, does an amazing performance. And it happens every year you look at Leonardo DiCaprio not winning one.
You know what I got annoyed about? Okay, I looked up the year that he didn't win for What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which you made me watch.
So, yes, I did.
And that year, I think, was the... I'm not sure if it was that year, but I think it was that year that What's Her Name won for Piano. So it was like a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, two kids can't win in the same year. No. They didn't let him fucking win.
I thought that was the year that, I forget which, it was a black guy who won. I didn't.
Well, no, they weren't in the same. No, Forrest. They weren't in the same running, but like she won one. And then it was like.
Oh, you think, oh, because
I was like, oh, they don't want everyone, kids winning everything
I think
that's why they got the Teen Choice Awards for. Oh,
I think that was the year Forrest Whitaker won it over yeah. him.
I think it was.
Which is weird, really, really thought he did an amazing job, though.
Tell us about this movie that I made you watch. What's it? What's
Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah,
I did not
eating
care.
Eating Gilbert Godfrey.
What ate Gilbert Godfrey?
Which should be the next movie.
If you're listening, Gilbert, get on that shit. I want you in that movie.
Okay. Oh, this is like a porn though. Who's eating Gilbert Godfrey?
No. You can do this like Jonah and the Whale style. Like,
now we're getting back to the fan fiction.
Yeah, Melissa's writing her own.
Someone
fan
writes
fiction.
That. No, God no. but Johnny Depp's character was the main character. He was Gilbert, and I didn't really care for his character. He was so like. Monotonous.
He's the main protagonist.
Yeah, but he was so,
on.
Like, blah the whole time.
The main protagonist who you reflect on.
But you know no what? I didn't feel he was that reflectable. It was almost like he was so not there.
Did you feel for the supporting character?
I felt for Arnie. But you know what? I mostly felt
Arnie!
You feel bad for Arnie mostly because if you feel for Arnie's perspective, you just know Arnie doesn't understand. So then you just feel shitty because you're like, Arnie doesn't understand.
Is he, like, helmet special?
What's the plot for this?
He doesn't wear a helmet. And then he keeps climbing. There's no real plot.
Wait. This is a movie.
Okay, well, Gilbert.
Godfrey.
Yes. Gilbert's, I don't know.
Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert's kind of like sleeping with some chick who has a family, and that sort of has relevance. But the main thing, I guess, the main relevant plot line is that their mom is really obese because their dad killed himself in their home. So she's like miserable and won't leave the house.
She eats to fill the
hole. Yeah. And then like, she's destroying the house with her weight because it wasn't built properly. And Gilbert sort of starts reminding people of his dad because Gilbert's kind of depressive and he doesn't want to be like his dad. And it's like, it's basically just, you see their family be unhappy and Gilbert trying to pick up the slack and he just can't. And he doesn't live for himself ever because like he's got, they need him for so much shit because there's no dad.
So this character is putting in, like, everything, doing everything, and you're saying he's unrelatable to 2D.
He's, like, he's just, I didn't relate to him because there was no personality, but you can see why he's miserable.
How can you have personality?
You're gonna say you didn't relate to him because you don't care about other people.
Fuck people.
A little of that. No, but, he doesn't really have a personality, but I can see why he doesn't have a chance to, because he's always, like, they flip out on him for not taking care of. Like, if he gives Arnie a little space, they flip out and they're like, you let Arnie run away and do weird shit, like, because Arnie will just run up the water tower and then the cops all come, they're like, calm down, Arnie. And Arnie's like, no, I'm gonna do it this time, because he wants to climb it, and it's really fucking dangerous. But, yeah, you feel bad for him, and then he, like, loses it eventually and, like, smacks his brother. And you just like, no.
Did his brother have it coming?
His brother, I think his brother just got upset. Oh, he wasn't listening.
Oh.
But it was Gilbert's fault that he wasn't listening in the first place.
Why?
Because Gilbert thought that his brother could bathe himself for once. Because he wanted to go do something for himself. Like, leave Gilbert to bathe himself and go on a date. Like, do something for himself for once. And then he left, he came back, and Arnie was still in the tub after hours. Cold, shivering. Like, he couldn't finish the bath on his own.
Why didn't he just put on
more water? He's very special,
okay? He should just put on more raw water, man.
No, he didn't understand that. He never bathed himself before, even though he's, like, he's almost 18. So, really? he yeah.
He looks really young in that movie.
His 18th birthday happens in the movie.
Okay.
So Arnie's, like, shivering, and then he gets out, and he's, like, upset about it, and he goes, never again, I'm not doing it again. So he doesn't want to bathe again after that, so he gets really filthy, and then Gilbert loses his temper at one point because Arnie, like, broke a cake or something. He did something that pissed someone off, and he just lost his temper, and he went to throw him in the tub, and he wasn't listening, and, like, he lost his temper, and he hit him. And then Arnie ran off, obviously.
Is that how it ended?
No.
Okay.
Arnie.
Do you want to know how it ends?
Yeah, sure. Spoilers.
His mom dies.
Oh.
And then they burn down the house and leave.
See, they should have done that in the first place.
They couldn't burn down the house because the mom was stuck there. Like, she wouldn't leave. She would not leave the house.
She
was
well,
she couldn't leave. There's a difference.
No, she could. She left at one point because Arnie got arrested.
But isn't
that
she,
was the one time she left the home was to get Arnie.
Isn't she morbidly obese?
Yeah. The car looked like it was going to fucking break.
Oh, gross. I don't want to watch this movie. I'm glad I made you...
Yeah, you sit there and you feel sorry for them, and then you just, like, by the end, you're just like, Arnie. Because the whole time, Arnie, he sits there and he meets people, he's like, I'm special. They said I shouldn't live this long. I could go any day, you know? And he keeps telling people that. He's like, I could go any day.
Wait. Leonardo plays Arnie, right?
Yeah.
Do you recognize
this? He went full retard?
Yeah, that's Tropic Thunder. That's what it makes me think of. I swear, that's like a social commentary on that movie saying, don't go full retard.
Yeah.
But he did it phenomenally.
Well, that does
not good enough to win an award.
So did Ben Stiller's character.
That's a great movie.
I wouldn't say great.
You don't think it's a great movie?
It was funny.
Mother Nature pissed her pantsuit, dude.
When was that?
When he sets off all the explosives.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, movies.
What were we talking about before I said that?
How Leonardo hadn't won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm doing my best. I have somewhere a list of other actors who have been in, like, 8 movies, nominated 8 times for the same Oscar and also haven't won.
Amy Adams.
Yep.
Except she's getting up there, which is bad.
Johnny Depp.
Old people win sometimes.
Yeah.
For women, it's really hard. It's really hard.
It's harder.
Well, because there's not as many roles.
For one, not as many roles, and two,
not serious
the Oscars are still a popularity contest.
Yeah, totally rigged.
So they're going to pick the new and upcoming actors who have a future and are at the beginning of the career in order to jump their career ahead.
Which is really unfair.
Oh, it's completely unfair. It's why I don't watch the Oscars.
Yeah, because it really isn't a recognition of talent.
Anymore. No.
Like, I'll admit
Leonardo DiCaprio hasn't won yet. Does he deserve them? He deserves about 8 of them.
I don't know if I like all his roles. A lot of his roles feel like the same.
Romeo and Juliet.
Have you seen Django?
No.
Django Unchained? He's really good in that.
But he was, like, he's good at
Yeah, there's the scene with Jamie Foxx where he breaks the glass.
Yeah.
He actually breaks the glass and crushes it into his hand, and that's his own blood that you see in the movie. That's not some fake prop. He legit did that.
Okay, now is there a risk that because Leo's getting older that he's losing his opportunities too?
No.
Have you seen Tumblr?
For males, it's a lot harder.
Okay.
Have you seen Tumblr? He's gonna win one eventually.
Well, if someone demand it, someone will die.
According to the Tumblr gurus.
Yeah. But actually, he will eventually win one because Tumblr will murder people. They do that.
Okay, besides that really awfully 10-year depressing movie.
I cried. Cried.
Besides that. Other movies. Has anyone seen, like, Frozen or Lego?
I saw Frozen.
Oh my God, Frozen.
I've watched Frozen 4 times.
Fuck you all.
Frozen
was
amazing. Olaf is so good.
I don't like Olaf at all.
I love him.
He's so annoying.
Oh my God, I love him.
He should just melt.
He's an annoying sidekick.
Jar Jar Binks. He has too many lines.
Where are all of you guys going to see Frozen?
Internet.
My bedroom.
Oh.
I went to see it in theaters.
I downloaded it, have a DVD quality version of it. And, well,
legally, of course.
Legally.
Of course.
I obtained it legally. I'm a
iTunes, you just pay
reviewer.
For it. It's fine.
Yeah. I review things.
That little thing where it says for learning purposes.
Just because
it's a screener copy.
Just because it pops up on the screen, property of Disney with a watermark, doesn't mean I obtained it illegally.
Okay, so Frozen, what's it about? I have no idea.
Ironically, not a prince saving a princess.
For once.
Yeah, it's a princess saving a princess.
Yeah.
It's a girl saying...
No, it's a princess saving a queen.
Yeah, her sister.
She does have her coronation at the beginning of the season.
No, and then saving herself.
Yeah, they're two sisters. One of them's cursed with ice magic. And because the magic was dangerous to her other sister, they drifted apart over the years. When they lost their parents and the older sister with the magic gets made queen, her powers freak out. She runs away from the kingdom, thinking to keep people safe.
Is this the main character?
Yeah.
Not really.
I would...
She's...
No, the main character is the other sister.
The one who goes together.
Anna is the main character.
And after her sister runs away, thinking to keep everybody safe, well, the kingdom doesn't unfreeze. And it's trapped in a winter. So the main character, Anna, goes on a quest to find her sister and get her sister to change it back.
Plot twist, she gets frozen a little.
That's a spoiler.
The movie's how it ends. It's not how it ends.
I was going to say, spoilers, her sister can't change the kingdom back.
It's not even 6 months out yet, and you're spoiling it.
You know what? Put spoilers in the thing.
The rule is, it's been out for 2 weeks, I can fucking spoil it.
We go, no.
Dude,
no.
The second, like, before the book even released, people were like, Snape kills Dumbledore, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people got advanced copies to read online.
People suck.
And then decided to ruin it for everybody.
But it was funny. So.
That's because you already knew he...
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I think I got off the internet. I don't know how... Okay, that was only, like, what, 3 years ago?
No, longer.
5 years ago?
We're old.
6 years ago? 6 years ago?
I don't know.
I got six, so I hear seven. Seven or eight.
Seven or eight.
Okay, so I find that it was probably a lot easier to get off the internet then, but now what with our fucking phones here, just being on them 24/7 for no apparent reason.
I'm trying to find... Who else has won an Oscar, or
this
hasn't won an Oscar?
Is much better at segues than me.
And,
it's not True Detective.
You said, what? We're getting to that. But in this day and age, last week I was watching The Walking Dead, and during commercial, my brother and I, we'd continuously just go on our phones, checking out the internet, just wasting time.
Why? Why do you feel compelled to do this?
That's what my mom asked. And I was like...
Moms.
I was like, I don't want to watch commercials. So why do we have to like just take like a minute or two just to try and fill time somewhere? Like, what's the...
We do waste a lot of time on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But time well wasted.
Is not always.
I'm a procrastinator. I will not deny that. I've got about a week to finish off like 4 projects right now. But besides that...
Dude, you're in one class.
Yeah.
Besides I am a procrastinator.
Besides that,
though, I'm not attached to my phone. I hate the thing.
Do you have internet on yours?
I go on the internet a lot.
I do, but...
Not on my phone, but
like,
on the internet
like, I check
a lot.
Social
I'd rather be
stuff.
On my computer, and that's the thing. I don't like social media that much either.
There's nothing else for me to check, honestly.
I, like, run out of funny pictures.
Okay,
to
I say that, but
elsewhere.
Now that I'm thinking, I can't really say that.
It's like
I don't use the... Big ones, but I'm on a lot of forums.
Like, people also obsess over watching TV shows in a row. Steve?
You're not doing that. That's why you're not host right now.
I was obviously doing
Yeah, because you won't let us segue into other things that we could totally talk about.
Like, what? What do you want
no,
to
No, but this
into?
Is basically
Well,
I
segue
time.
Into it, but now we can't. Now we're just wasting time talking about other
Sonic
things.
Sonic Boom?
Sonic Boom!
Continue. We've segued Netflix, boom. We've segued True
yeah,
Detective.
Might as well just cross it off, we already talked about it.
Okay, fine, we'll talk about it. But it was like 2 months ago, because we've been on break. Yeah, so about like 2 months ago, the guys from Sega decided, oh yeah, we're just, you know, gonna do another Sonic thing, and they're calling it Sonic Boom, and this is like a westernization. It's an entirely western-developed Sonic game and franchise. And
why I say good fan fiction.
And like according to Sega, it's like there's the Sonic franchise and there's like the main canon of it, but then there's also like Sonic Boom. So it's like it's canon, but it's not part of the main Sonic franchise. Like, the easiest way I can think of it is, like, Marvel Universe. There's the 616 Universe, and then the Ultimate Universe. There's, like, they're both canon, but they're different, like, universes and projects. So Sonic Boom, it's like this TV show and video game series that's happening, and it's developed by Big Red Button. And the essential thing for them, it just looks really weird. Like, if you go on Google and type in Sonic Boom, you'll see that they changed just the character's appearances. Like, Knuckles looks like a big brawler now, and Sonic looks like he's fucking 6 feet tall with really weird legs. And I don't know how I feel about that.
People like, really want to revamp stuff a lot.
Yeah, like, Sega's defense on it is, oh, this is just a side thing, but we're doing it, and it's entirely Western developed for Western audience, because apparently they think Sonic's not as
Jersey.
Western. What? What do you mean?
Jersey Shore happened, and now Sonic has to have muscles. Is that what's happening?
No.
Oh my
Knuckles
god.
Knuckles gotta be buff? Because
oh
of
my god,
buff
Knuckles is a fucking Guido.
Knuckles yep. is gonna beat up that beat!
Oh my god.
This isn't video, they can't see you here.
I don't care. It was for my own... It was
enjoyment.
It was
yeah.
worth it.
Yeah.
It was totally worth it.
Okay, so why do you think these Japanese companies think that everything needs to be westernized?
Because they don't understand
well,
this.
One, they're now co-owned by Western CEOs.
Yeah.
Define Western. Does it mean more... Superior?
North American.
North America.
That's what I mean.
But really, America.
America.
Yeah.
Like, much more so than, like, you know, that Canada.
Yeah, country. Much more so.
Just all that.
Canada's more
like Sega really is still trying to claw their way back into the scene. Like, after they kind of lost out on consoles to Nintendo, they were bought up by Nintendo. They're still around, but honestly, I feel like they're just trying to hang on to the video game.
Well, they switched from hardware to software.
They're pretty hefty in the PC market nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, they're definitely bigger than they were 5 years ago.
Like, they're total...
But they're definitely on an upswing.
All of the Total War games, they're Sega. When THQ went under, Sega bought the rights to the Dawn of War franchise.
I'm still not sure how I feel about that, but...
It's gonna be Dawn of War, Total War, Dawn of War.
Yeah.
Dawn of
yeah,
Total
no,
War.
I'm still
yeah.
we,
war.
But we aren't discussing that.
That's fan fiction for later.
But I'm saying like what? Like, of course, money's obvious reason, and for like appeal,
yeah.
like it's a young children's show, so they want to get like a nice child market because, you know, Sonic for our generation's like 1996. We know how it is, but since then they haven't really, quote unquote, rebooted or gotten it, you know, appealing to children.
Yeah, there have been some real shit games in between.
Looking at you, Sonic Unleashed.
That's the one with the werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good, because that was the one I was picturing. I couldn't remember the name of it. Sonic Colors.
But I mean, like, other Nintendo stuff have done this. Like, Samus with Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
That was...
That was
Metroid...
done well, though, in my opinion. I thought that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it can
the
work.
Original Metroid Prime was good. The second Metroid Prime game was... terrible and actually ruined a lot of the canon story of the Metroid universe.
Yeah.
Up to that point. But honestly, yeah, Metroid was a good reboot. There was enough time to kind of go, hey, we're releasing the same character you already love, but we're making utilization of the increases in technology to make a different game.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to do with Sonic, but I feel like they've been trying to do that with Sonic every couple
like
of years.
Like, for the last 10 years. It's
for
yeah.
the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, like, with... Sorry, you can continue.
I'm not sure if this new Sonic reboot is going to be better than previous Sonic reboots, but honestly, they're still looking for that magical formula that's going to give them more success again.
It's a 3D game, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
3D,
it's a 3D,
it's
3D, 3D
co-op.
World.
Yeah, 3D world
yeah.
co-op, open environment.
No.
Like, what I'm wondering is, they're still...
I'm thinking Super Mario Sunshine and
Galaxy and stuff.
Galaxy was alright.
I enjoyed Sunshine. Galaxy was utter shit, in my opinion.
The other way around.
But the only good 3D Mario game that I ever played was Mario 64. For Nintendo.
Yeah. 64.
Yeah.
I will say the new one, Super Mario 3D Land, really, really weird.
It looks interesting.
See, I don't like the 3D-based travel-around like that games, yeah. like that Mario, Sonic Unleashed. Yeah.
The one Mega Man, I think, what is it, Mega Man
yeah.
Legends one?
The yeah. ones like that, the 3D games that are on the Wii and Wii U, I can't stand them. I don't like how the control works with the whole game.
Yeah. But that's not, like, that's not the game's
it's
fault.
Not the it's not
just...
the game's fault, no. But I just, I don't know, I can't get into it.
Okay.
That being said, like I said, Mario 64 was amazing.
Yeah.
And fun, but Sonic to me will always just be a side-scroller.
Okay. So, like, Sega and Sonic Team, they've said these two parts of the franchise are going to coexist at the same time. Is that going to confuse anyone?
Probably.
No.
Like, you have these different, like, they visually look different.
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to throw out Defiance as an example. I think it was Defiance. The one that, it was a first-person shooter, but they also made a TV show to go beside
yes,
it.
Yes, Defiance.
Yeah.
Terminator.
What? And Terminator didn't have a...
The movies and the TV show were two different timelines.
Yeah.
That's a slightly different thing.
No, that's
different.
No, it's not happening at the same time.
Yes, well...
No.
No, because they released the movies and then a few years later
yeah.
released...
Oh.
No, I mean, like, coming
this is,
out...
This is coexisting at the same
the
time.
The storyline for the game is existing at the same time as the TV
the
show.
The day the game came out was the series premiere of the TV show.
But is it,
yeah.
like, the same kind of story, or is it completely
it
different?
It is the exact
same...
It's
the same world.
I don't know if it's the same story. It's the same
it
universe,
is a different
and it
story,
involves...
And characters do overlap.
Yeah, characters overlap.
Okay,
but,
so that's like one cohesive thing. Whereas
yeah.
this, it's supposed to be two separate entities, but they're going at the same time. So you're gonna see.
Okay,
you're gonna see Sonic
if they
Boom
do
Sonic
it like that
with like weird.
If they're
weird
visually
legs.
Different
yeah.
enough, people will be able to separate.
So it's like you're gonna have regular Sonic, that modern Sonic that they're still gonna use for the Sonic Team developed games, and then on the other hand, you're gonna have the Sonic Boom games or TV show or whatever where it's. You know, the same Sonic, but visually different. Well, longer legs.
Confusing.
Yeah.
going back to this comparison, I'm sorry, Steve, because I know you're a Sonic fanboy, but Mario.
Yeah.
Look at how much he has changed visually.
He's the same, though. It's not like...
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Even between GameCube and Wii,
actually,
he's completely
I think
changed
may,
his appearance.
Yeah, you may be right with Mario, because they've been able to maintain Paper Mario... And, like, actual...
The
real,
thing,
like,
the thing, though, is that's Mario and Paper Mario.
Yeah.
It's not Sonic and Sonic.
It's not, like, the same character. It's, like, are they... Is it... Like, what the fuck's Paper Mario? Is it actually Mario or what?
It's
2D Mario.
Okay, you remember a few years ago when I played Kirby Yarn, Epic Yarn?
I was
when
just
going to
say
Kirby
that.
Epic Yarn? Yes,
yeah.
I remember that epic
yeah.
run.
Like that.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. He gets sucked into this world.
Okay. So it's still the same Mario.
It's still Mario, but he's in paper form now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's still like one cohesive timeline thing. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, in that kind of universe. It's still the same Mario.
It's still the same Mario. It's still the same Peach. It's still the
same... I feel this releasing a game and a TV show at the same time... In the same world, so like releasing both the Sonic
yeah.
Boom TV show and a Sonic Boom game.
Yeah, they're saying the game's supposed to be a prequel to the TV show.
Yeah, which I think is fine because I feel like you can play the game through.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. You'll have the game, you'll have the story of the game.
Have the co-op play, whatever.
And
yeah.
then the TV show is there at the same time to expand your knowledge of the universe.
Okay, of this new kind of franchise.
And it's a new kind of franchise thing starting up, and I like it a lot more than bloody Elder Scrolls Skyrim throwing in 100-some-odd books you can collect and actually sit and read
oh,
if you want to know
so
the
awesome.
World.
You can also go oh. online and just look at the websites.
Well, yeah, but...
The website stuff, but...
It's like, that was how they went... Hey, we really have this expansive world, but you can't really get it all through normal gameplay. So...
I think the best part about it, though, is they all those Skyrim games are all in... Well, Skyrim, wow. All the Elder Scrolls games are in different regions. So
yeah,
you're actually learning...
I understand that.
You're learning the history of each region as you're in the region. And taking Skyrim, for example, Skyrim is Nords.
Yeah.
There is really a very small amount of other races... So, looking at it from a character perspective, you're captured at the border at the beginning of the game. You're not actually in Skyrim. You're captured trying to getting into Skyrim, or trying to escape. I can't remember which one it is. Either way, you're.
I just realized
you're going across.
This is another episode you kind of shoehorn Skyrim in again.
I didn't do it. It was this
always.
So
play it.
Yeah. How many times have you mentioned Marvel Comics in a podcast as
hey,
a comparison?
Always.
This is part of you know the
your obsession with Marvel Comics.
I like. I'm a Marvel guy. What
but
do you want from it?
The reason why the books work so perfectly in this is you're not of this area, and in that world, how else are you going to learn about your world
yeah.
and where
oh,
you are.
Oh, well, like
but
Sky,
books.
Skyrim is did a great job of factoring that in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
But I think that makes sense because you're just discovering new parts of this world. It's all
exactly.
happening at the
same well,
time.
They're not new. Everybody knows that these
here's
parts exist.
Example.
They just don't know the history.
Yeah.
You and I have been playing Star Wars The Old Republic lately.
Yes.
Codex entries.
Yes.
I mean, sure, there's achievements for clicking on stuff and learning the lore and the background of different factions and planets and that sort of thing in the Star Wars universe in this game. That being said, there's no in-game incentive to find all of these things.
There is. There's experience. You get experience
well,
from it, and you get legacy.
Yeah,
you get legacy unlocks.
Well,
later.
That knowledge is power.
You get unlocks, achievements, experience for it, but there's no storyline reason.
Yeah, and you don't actually have to sit there and read them.
No.
Which is the other sort of
yeah.
thing is you just get the experience.
But that's why I'm saying, like, releasing this TV show lets you just take out that aspect of the game. It's one less thing to put in the
yeah.
game, so you can focus more on the gameplay and the actual story of the game.
They had 6 episodes of Star Wars. And they were an hour and a half long each.
Well, soon to be 9.
True.
But, yeah, going back to the show.
To be fair, the Old Republic game is a separate entity from the movies.
We're not going.
Same
to,
world.
We're not
same
going
universe.
Into the Star Wars canon. I'm not going into the G level.
Different
that
timeline.
That might have a lot to do with the fact that Star Wars is so big that if you make a game, it has to be huge because there's
yeah.
so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but back to like the Sonic show. The one last thing I wanted to talk about was, it's
True
like
Detective.
No. I'll get to that.
Are we on True Detective? Yet?
But the show they're saying is like 10-minute episodes or 15-minute episodes. Which it's
Brave Warriors.
Which is something
short form.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that a lot of
hmm.
cartoon shows for children
Adventure
are
Time.
Doing right now.
Yeah.
Take like Adventure Time or
Bravest Warriors.
Bravest Warriors. Whatever. Those cartoon shows, they're like 10 to 15 minute episodes.
Six.
Whatever. But there's
Clues.
Yeah.
That's like a half hour, I thought.
Did they do two?
No,
they're
two
hour?
Episodes. They're yeah. 2 15-minute
okay.
episodes.
Anyways.
Art Attack.
It anyways. It's going for a
it's not a new thing.
I agree, but do we think like that's kind of good for upbringing of children?
You never know.
Would that like not be
yes.
good for
scientifically,
the attention span?
Scientifically, it's done that way because they have a lower attention span already.
I mean,
and they're spending less time watching
yeah.
TV. Just one episode.
Yeah.
Move them along.
Yeah.
So it's like a factor.
Move along. Move
along,
child.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
You've already seen this episode. 10 minutes later, move. Keep it going. But, like, they've shown, like, older shows that we grew up on, like Fairly Odd Parents, SpongeBob SquarePants. Those are half-hour shows, and those were fine for us.
Those aren't for your 4-year-old, your 5-year-old.
Well, neither is, like, the Sonic Boom. It's for, like, that niche, like,
yeah.
12 to like, the Adventure Times. 8
Na-na
to 12,
Lan
8 to 15.
Na-Na Lan was for your 4-year-olds.
What?
Remember Na-Na Lan?
No.
Oh, God!
Nah,
it was like it was literally like they needed 2 minutes to fill.
Yeah,
they ran the commercials 2 minutes to the next episode. They put in Na Na Lan, and it was
yeah
it was this little green round bitch thing. Anyway, I hated her so much.
Oh, I hated it so much when it came on. I was like, no, turn that off.
It just went Na Na Lan, Na Na Lan, and that was like the theme. And then it just was like they didn't even have real words, did they?
No, they said Na Na.
Yeah, it was awful.
So it was like Sims.
It was clearly for like babies.
Pingu.
But it was creepy.
No, no.
Almost.
Also, speaking of Sims here, have you seen what they've been doing
with
Sims 4?
It looks incredible. I cannot wait
I'm
to see
I'm going
to
counter on that because I feel like they're going backwards. Like Sims 3, they have so much detail. Like you can see like the brick and the texture and all the stuff,
yeah,
right?
Still
does
have
that lag
it?
No, Sim 4, they've taken out a bunch of texture and just put bloom in. Oh, it looks shiny. Ooh, it must be new.
Okay, I didn't know that aspect. I was thinking of the character like customization aspect, where you don't have okay, you're fat, you're buff, you're skinny.
No, well, I'm talking.
They like, actually have you can adjust your characters now to the extreme.
No, I like that. They still have that, but I'm talking like the actual
environment.
Like
I didn't know about the actual environment.
Like
I just knew that the characters were
like they've taken like a screenshot of Sims 3 and compared to like Sims 4, what they have right now. And
to
it's
be
just
fair,
like they've
Sims
taken
4
away
is still in production.
Yeah, no,
it could all change.
I agree with that, but it's just what they've shown so far. It's like they popped out some like high def textures, you know, put it down to a little bit low res, and just threw Bloom in there.
Probably
just
shiny
like just
is
like
nice. Some people like shiny, like birds.
Magpies. Where are you going with this?
Magpies.
I feel like she's got
devil's advocate.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah.
I
think it's like a devolved into like developing.
Okay. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt right now and say it is still a work in progress.
Yeah.
What they've done first is focused on the character creation.
Yep.
And then they were trying to show us, hey, look, this is what we've done so far with the character creation.
Yeah, it's not like
now in order to show this, we have to have a little bit at least for something for the rest of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they just haven't put the time yet into the rest of it.
To be fair, it's not like he's coming out next
week. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you could be right with that, but the way a lot of modern games are going now, it just feels like, oh, we'll throw Bloom in there and that'll fix everything. Like, that's our aesthetic, you know, visual.
It's the Call of Duty syndrome.
It could be a trend.
Where people are just going to buy it.
Well, it is a trend for developers.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, like it was before, oh, this is like gloomy and grainy and dark, and you have the dark browns, the grays.
That's still a thing.
It is still
right
a thing.
Right now, what's really becoming big is smoky urban cities and video games and that. Not necessarily steampunk, but almost the steampunk aesthetic where there's steam and smoke everywhere, and it makes everything dark and gritty.
Yeah, game that I've been currently playing myself that you mentioned has this like steampunk aesthetic is Dishonored. And I've been in it like a few months.
Dishonored, Thief.
Yeah.
Coming out 1886.
Just like this old
The Order 1886. That's it.
Like I don't know the time setting, but like that old Victorian era.
Yeah,
it's exactly
that's what steampunk
is.
Yeah. It's Victorian era hit, and instead of going the way we went with sleek and combustion technology,
instead of going to the nuclear age,
went to steam technology.
Like I'll agree with like the aesthetics; they look pleasing, but it's the same thing that they're going.
I'm
going to
point out though, those same grainy, smoky aesthetics have been transferred over to Battlefield.
Yeah.
Even though Battlefield's supposed to be a modern setting, they still have the same dark gray cityscapes with smoke.
The
and
grays and
browns,
yeah.
And the grays and browns. It's still very much a thing in video games right now.
But like, whereas I'll take Dishonored, for example, because I'm currently playing that, but where they have this aesthetic, you know, kind of uniqueness, where it's like the steampunk, Victorian era thing, I feel like kind of it lacks something in it. Like, the characters look kind of blocky to me. They look really, like, cartoon blocky. Kind of like Fable, but not as good.
Yeah, that was one of the issues for me, was the game didn't feel like I was in this world. It felt like I was just watching a sort of cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the one scene that totally took me out of it was
In the bar.
Yeah, in the bar. The first time you're talking to, like, the general or whatever, he's got, like, a beer, and it's a beer mug, and I'm like, that's cool, you know. He takes a chug out of it. The beer goes down, you know, the beer in it stays the same level. You know, there was no, like, flow of motion in the glass. It was just, like, there was, like, a solid beer thing in there.
Yeah.
And then he drank it, put it back, and it's still the same level. It's, like, it completely took me out of this realistic aspect to it.
That just
like,
feels like lazy game.
Yeah, it feels choppy. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's not designed properly. And at that point, I'm like, this doesn't feel like
a lot of the reviews of The Order 1886, it's a new one in the same similar steampunk setting.
Yeah.
Victorian era alternate technology setting. I was kind of looking forward to it, but I've seen some gameplay and some reviews now, and it's like, it didn't bring anything new. It kind of...
It's another third-person cover-based shooter.
Yeah,
Just slap on a new aesthetic on it, and oh, look at that uniqueness.
But it's not even a new aesthetic now.
No.
Like, it's the same aesthetic, and kind of disappointed in that, because the gameplay's the same, the mechanics are the same, and even that would be forgiven if graphics were better, or there was something
like,
it just feels like it's run out of pull. I'm gonna point out Thief, on the other hand, does have me hooked, because it's not a third-person shooter in this Victorian era universe.
It's just a reboot of an old series.
Yeah.
Besides, we're going back to a reboot.
Like, all these things are video game tropes that we've covered in previous episodes. The reboots, the HD re-releases, you know, the aesthetics are always grainy, realistic. What's something new that you
Speaking
want?
Speaking of HD re-releases.
I'm listening.
I got Tales of Symphonia.
Never heard of it.
For the GameCube.
Nope. Oh my god.
I got it and its expansion game, Tales of Symphonia Dawn of the
Age. It was a sequel game.
Yeah, it's expansion.
Sequel.
No.
New characters.
It doesn't feel right.
Okay.
I got that. It's an HD reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Of the two GameCube games.
At least
they
claim it's
the
HD. It still looks like shit to me.
Yeah.
But it's not like...
At the time,
like
those
Halo
were good graphics.
And...
like Fable Anniversary.
Halo CE and Halo CE Anniversary. Those changed drastically.
Yeah, there's a distinct high-definition, you know, engine on top of it.
These look exactly like the old ones to me.
Yeah.
So they just up-res it and said, fuck it, good enough?
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Okay, so like, what are you looking for in a game that'll make you buy it? Like, what's a pull
right
for
now?
I'm really getting back into the whole sci-fi fantasy style.
Yeah.
So, for example, Titanfall is coming out soon. I really want to get it because I'm on the ground. It's a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
But you go on the ground, you run around, you kill a bit, or you get killed a shit ton, and then boom, your mech drops. Now you're in this huge machine, and you're walking around and you're fighting.
Or you can have it follow behind you.
You can sit on a point and you can defend that point with your mech.
Yeah.
It's so immersive, I feel, too. Like, I've seen some of the beta gameplay of it, and it looks incredible. It plays smoothly. It's awesome.
Yeah. The one thing...
I'm withholding judgment just because mech games have always been a thing, and they're really tough to do well.
Mech Assault 2 does it? Or Mech Assault 1 did it well.
Mech Assault does.
Mech Assault 2,
yeah.
Yes.
No, there have been games that have done it really well, and I'm really hoping Titanfall is one of those games that does it really well. I'm just withholding judgment on Titanfall
right
now.
The one thing for Titanfall for me is it's released for Xbox One, PC, and then they have an Xbox 360 port. The Xbox 360 port isn't developed by Respawn Entertainment. It's by another company who is well known at doing, you know, ports. Like, they've done the Shadow of Colossus port. They've done, like, other kind of ports. So they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know how that's going to affect the game and the gameplay of that when it reaches the Xbox 360. Like, is it going to feel like its actual Xbox One counterpart?
Here's my big thing about this, like, that puts my mind at ease for your concern. What new button did they release on the Xbox One controller?
No new button.
Exactly.
So you think just because it's, like, the same controller scheme?
It's the same controller scheme. I'm expecting the graphics won't be as great.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know you're not going to get, like,
I know I'm not
720
gonna...
with 60 frames or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything like that. I'm expecting something a little less visually beautiful, but the same gameplay.
Do you think it'll look... Like, I have a fear because...
So are you looking... Going back to Steve's original question here of what are you looking for? You're looking for the gameplay and this setting?
Gameplay, story, setting, that's what's important to me. Yes, I want it to look beautiful, but that's not going to deter me. For example, the Tales of Symphonia games.
It looks shitty, like an up-res thing.
It looks like they just went, let's just up the res and we're good. But great gameplay, great story.
Okay, so you're... yeah, I guess
I'm going
help.
Back. I've got a GameCube right now. It's actually my girlfriend's that we've been playing with. And I'm going back and playing all these old GameCube games. Yeah, the graphics are shit. They're GameCube graphics. They're like 10 years ago or whatever. But the games are so good.
Yeah.
And the stories are so good that I don't mind going back and playing them again.
Yeah,
I'm
it's worth it.
Playing through Tales of Symphonia myself on the GameCube.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't mind actually grabbing your TV then and seeing a side-by-side view of
the difference.
That would be something to look at.
Okay. You're not really speaking out if you whisper it.
Well, you all stared at me.
Sorry. So. Yeah, but...
Ball has to take a knee here.
Yeah, so. She's got a cat to go...
Look after.
Go rescue the poor kitty. You don't want to throw any social things or nothing? Nothing? Yeah.
It's on its way. It's still under construction. Don't worry about it yet.
You're actually working on something?
Yes, but I have very little free time.
Next episode, we'll talk about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I don't know if it'll be ready yet.
Okay.
But
we'll see you later.
Thank you for coming and...
See you guys.
Helping.
Okay, back to...
We'll do an intermission right here, and we'll just blah, blah, blah until Ball is out so that we don't have the door slam in the middle of the discussion.
Seems like you're an editor now.
I am trying to make your life easier.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It helps.
No blowjob.
What about brojob?
I don't know what... Okay.
Okay, no, I'm gonna be in much the same boat as Mr. Jones over here. This name thing is really too hard for me.
Jones.
Jonesy.
Jones.
It works.
Jonesy.
It all works.
Okay. Jones.
Lash out the jones.tumblr.com.
I'm not gonna say what I always say. I'm done. I'm not saying it. It has run its course.
But it's
there's gonna be a fan.
Granted, I've always been this way, right back to when I first started playing video games. Okay, maybe not. I really enjoyed Dodgeball on the NES.
That game is freaking awesome.
Okay, I may have to take that back a bit.
I
was young and silly then.
We were like 16.
I've always loved story-based games.
Yeah.
The Tales games, like JRPGs.
You know what?
Final Fantasy, everything like that.
We may have done multiplayer only in Dodgeball, but there is a storyline. You play as the American team and you're trying to beat
the Soviet, literally, you're trying
to beat the Soviets at dodgeball. And
Cold War
is,
dodgeball.
That's basically what it is. That's the story. You don't really see it that much because it's, I got two guys on the field. Circle.
Like, yeah.
That's,
I've never played AD. The game.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah?
It's so awesome.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find, see if there's a port or something.
I found a NES port to try and play on my phone of dodgeball.
Legally, of course.
Of course, from the App Store, everything.
Yeah.
The only problem was my touchscreen only registered one input at a time.
Yeah.
So I could never jump and throw.
Which is how you win.
Yeah. So I just lost terribly.
Okay, so going off the Tales of Symphonia, going back to these old games. Why?
The Tales of Symphonia was an amazing story.
Was it something that you'd previously played?
I previously played and soundly beat.
Okay.
It's actually
See,
the only...
It was something I had played but never beat. So now I've got the chance. I'm like, I really want to finish this story off.
Yeah.
It had me interested before, but I hadn't owned a copy.
Yeah.
So.
It's, it was partly that and part... It was more or less just an impulse buy.
Yeah.
I walked into EB Games on the 26th, and it had come out the 25th. And I saw that, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I actually went in intending to buy Fable Anniversary.
And you got Tales of Symphonia.
And I got Tales of Symphonia instead. I just... Okay, going on that, it's because I have the old Fable game, like the actual disc, but it doesn't run very well on the 360, because it's that...
Yeah, back the Xbox.
The previous.
Yeah.
So... I wanted to get this because that is, in my opinion, the best Fable game out there.
Yeah.
By far, the first one. So I wanted to play it again. Because I like making multiple characters and doing that, so.
Yeah. So, take those
Character
games, like,
creation is always fun to go through in games.
Yeah, but we'll take the games where you have to play ports. But then there's also the games where they kind of reinvent themselves a bit, but they kind of keep their core mechanics in there. Like Super Smash Brothers,
like with the
new one, it's pretty much it's the same game since N64, except a few tweaks here and there,
the
a few
addition
customizations.
Of something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
For example, when we were gone, they released Little Mac from the Punch Out series. Is going to be
nice.
A playable character.
Nice.
So that's already another new character that they're adding. What's your opinion on that? Like, where do you want Super Smash Brothers to go? Because it's, a new development.
It doesn't need to go anywhere, in my opinion. It is perfected.
The interesting thing with that
is
it's a new
utilizing the new engines and the new technology in video games to make a smoother and more interactive experience.
That and
what are they... Have they released anything? Because I'm sorry, I'm completely ignorant, and I don't know how to use the internet, apparently, and look this stuff up. But what are they doing with the tablet?
I don't know. They haven't said...
because
they haven't talked about any controls or anything like that. All they've talked about is
honestly,
the new roster.
That's gonna be like, yeah, the new roster's fine and dandy, and yeah, some of the old traditional characters are gonna get new moves based on new games in their respective franchises in that.
Ooh, are we gonna get a third Link character?
No, we're getting a Toon Zelda.
What?
It's rumors, I think, still, but Toon Zelda.
Maybe. That'd be weird.
I want there to be Link, Young Link, and Wind Waker. Link. Toon Link.
There'd be no use for the Young Link unless he used his mask. If he used, like, Majora's Mask, like, the mask that he has in Majora's Mask, that's the only way I could see that make sense.
I mean, Ocarina of Time, he had access to masks, too, that adult Link didn't.
That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know if we talked about this on another podcast, actually, and I don't... This was just a pomp and circumstance, or happen circumstance, or whatever you want to say.
Happenstance.
Happenstance, that's it. Thank you. I was watching a couple of YouTube videos, and it's... going back to our fan fiction, with The Legend of Zelda and Majora's Mask and the belief that Link is actually dead in that game.
Mm. Yeah, the dead theory.
The dead theory.
Yeah.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
That's actually confirmed.
Yeah, that seems
it's
canon. In the Hyrule Historia, one of the pages
the
of the Twilight
Historia
Princess
actually puts all the games into order.
Awesome.
When Ocarina of Time happens, you gotta understand... Time travel is going to create paradoxes.
Yeah, that's where it diverges.
In that point, the Legend of Zelda games diverge into three separate timelines. One timeline, Link saves the world. The world is essentially, like, he seals away the evil. He lives his life, passes away. And that's where Wind Waker comes in, and you get the Toon games, basically.
Yeah.
It's the same world, but the other stuff is history, and they are different links.
Well, when you think about the timeline, right? Okay, because he goes forward 7 years and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he wins, he transforms back into Young Link, but there's still that future timeline, and that's that one that becomes the Wind Waker.
Becomes like Wind Waker timeline. There's
the one where he goes back to
where
normal.
He doesn't go back. Goes back to normal in that. And then that's where the original Legend of Zelda game comes
in. No, that's the one where he dies. There's one in Ocarina where he dies, and then Ganon wins, and that's where Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, and then so on. That's that timeline. And then,
is that that time? Okay, I don't know which one's which.
And then
yeah,
the third one
there's
is
one
where
he dies.
And then the third one is the second outcome of him winning, where he becomes Young Link again.
When he becomes Young Link again.
Everyone's forgot about him and all that stuff. And that's where Majora's Mask fits in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is... Now, Majora's Mask comes after Twilight Princess, right?
Before.
Oh, it comes
before? Yeah, because they make mention of it. There's that skull teacher in Twilight Princess, who you learn the one move from.
Oh, yes.
That's the illusion that that's the Majora's Mask Young Link. And they did that because there's a line in there saying, like, he was a hero, but nobody believed him, or no one knew about it.
Yes.
Because his adventures were erased due to, you know,
timey-wimey stuff. but... Yeah, and it's also the reason why in Ocarina of Time, when you jump forward 7 years, almost nobody remembers you.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, you remind me of this kid I knew.
Yeah.
And that's because when you jump, you're technically jumping forward into a timeline where you've been killed.
Yeah.
So they know you. It's not that they forgot you. It's that you died. This is someone else who reminds me of this person who died.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That being said, going
back...
That
got cleared up.
Okay. fan fiction stuff, though. My girlfriend hates my fan pairings with Legend of Zelda.
You have fan pairings? Continue.
I'm
listening.
I will be open enough.
And Zelda should be a thing.
It's natural he saves princess. Are you thinking Link and Saria?
So he's
I'll be down on that.
So he saves Zelda and thinks that he's entitled to have sex with her?
You're damn right.
Did we not cover this in another podcast?
Mario Logic.
I believe it was a point.
Point episode?
Point episode.
You did, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Episode 18.2.
Yeah, I was two.
Our Little Chats.
Our Little Chats.
Go check it out.
It's a good episode.
It's got Jones here.
It's a little... Isn't it a little muffled? It's like I'm talking to people underwater.
It does, but, you know, it gets the point across, you know.
Because it's funny, because when I recorded it and then listened back on it, it didn't sound muffled to me at all. So it must have got muffled in transition.
Possibly. All this, you know, digital, you know, distribution kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's the...
Then again, I have to say, my girlfriend is very much for canon pairings.
Okay, I want to hear who you want. Like, who what's your, you know, all one pairing here?
I don't know if I have an all one.
You don't want Link and Zelda. Who do you want?
Link to die alone.
Mostly that.
So he needs to be a real boy.
Mostly that. I feel like some of the characters he meets in the game. Rudo's a bitch.
I don't know who that is.
She's the Zora princess.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Who also becomes the water sage. She's a bitch, but she still has a better character than Zelda, really.
Well, she's only that way because she feels she's entitled because of royalty. Like, yeah. That's her upbringing. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Sort of. Understandable to... Not like Influenza understandable, but... That's a different topic.
Yes, I think Seria is a better character for Link than Zelda. I think Milan is a better character for Link than Zelda.
I don't know who that one is.
That's at the Lon Lon Ranch.
Okay, yeah, girl, yeah.
She has you rescue her dad.
You know that one chick who likes the horses?
Yeah.
Totally different topic, but you know Ash has a girlfriend now, right?
What? Oh, yeah, Ash, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not really, like, they're not really... girlfriend romantic at all.
They're not really romantic, but they're...
It's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show, but there's the implied romance.
Wasn't it just like, oh, you're my girlfriend now, let's do this?
I think it was boyfriend. I think she's the one that said it. But...
Oh, that makes sense.
No, but
which makes a lot more sense because Ash is freaking clueless when it comes to girls liking him.
Is it's one of the girls from the... It's Shauna from... If you use the names...
Oh, from, like, from the Pokemon X and Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
It's your main rival.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say was that there's... Ask Gets Girl, which totally ruins all the fan fictions that... Well, no, it doesn't. That were Misty and Ash.
He can still grow up and get that Misty again.
Nah, Misty and Brock.
My favorite fan fiction I ever saw...
I'm going to pause you. He's, like, 30.
Yes, which is why he's with Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny.
And you want him in the shows. And you want him and Misty.
When she's of a consenting age.
Okay, going on what you said.
Fine. Brock and Ash's mom. Let's make Brock his new daddy.
Okay, he needs one.
It exists.
Gary and Misty.
I'm okay with that.
I will tell you right now, you pick any pairing from Pokemon... It exists.
Yeah.
Even if it's trainer and this Pokemon.
I was going to say, it exists. Pikachu totally exists.
It exists.
But Pikachu's a guy.
No.
Ash's Pikachu is a guy. Pikachu doesn't have to be a guy.
And it could be gay. Fanfiction is not only hetero.
Yes, we are not judgmental.
They haven't talked about gay Pokemon.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, they won't. Yeah, I highly doubt
it's
it.
Japan.
Hold on, because one of our previous episodes, actually the one that you're on, we talked about, you're saying that Eastern, you know, Asia...
That was when we talked about Bravely Default being converted over.
Yeah,
and
but we're also talking about, like, the anime and how they're more open to that feminine, you know, like a
male-feminine
influence.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily heterosexual. That being said, Pokemon has actually said, and it's... There's a number of things about Pokemon, including why Game Freak won't make an MMO.
Which we've discussed, just not in podcasts.
Yeah. And that's because Game Freak does not feel that they have the right to expose children to sensitive subjects.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
See, the thing is, though, it's really Game Freak exposing them to them. It's the parents buying the game for their child. If the parents don't
well the parents going to buy the game, not realizing, see it in the
buyer
game.
Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Freak out.
Buyer beware.
That's bad.
I know, but...
They can't
I know it's bad parenting, but Game Freak just goes, this is not on our heads.
Yeah.
It's why they don't explain how breeding in Pokemon works at all.
Oh yeah, you just give them to the guy and the old guy figures it out.
The old guy goes, I don't know how it got here, but your Pokemon was holding an egg.
What a terrible daycare center.
No, the new one's the terrible. The X and Y, where it's actually Pokemon breeders that are running it, and the guy's like, yeah, I don't know how this
happened. Yeah, yeah. Give me your Pokemon.
But that line
give me your Pokemon here. I don't know how this happened.
That line was based on a case of, we do not need to expose any theories of reproduction to our children.
That makes sense.
And technically, gay sex falls under that umbrella of reproduction.
Now, here's the thing, though. They don't want to expose the kids to all this stuff, yet they expose them to evolution.
The theory of evolution. I don't have a problem with that, though. Because it's not a direct theory. It's a video game theory of, the more I use this, the better it gets.
Well, no, hold on. The whole... I don't think they're saying, like, theory of evolution thing. They're just...
They actually
They're basing it off animals, pre-existing animals right now. Like, the birds, certain birds in certain tropical islands, depending on where they live, will evolve differently. Like, their beaks will be longer, shorter, be able to adapt.
Well, that's the theory of evolution. I don't feel Pokemon is actually explaining that.
It actually does when you look at the story of Arceus.
Actually, I was about to say... There is an example with the water ground slug in Black and White, where they say, depending on what region it's born, it will either be this color or this color.
And they do that in this one with Vivillon.
Yeah.
Just like 16 different times. That's ridiculous, but cool.
But, no, they actually do, and there's a whole... It's like the Zelda dead theory thing, with an explanation of Pokemon and how... It's the Pokemon didn't actually exist in the world. Humans created the Pokemon in the sense that they all of a sudden something gained sentience.
Yeah.
Like Garbodor, for example, using the one that everybody gives a lot of shit to for being a bag of garbage. It is formed in dumps and grows from dumps, and it's basically nature fighting back. And blah, 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 long story short, the evolution theory.
Okay, so then where do you get all these, like, legendaries, but like, oh, this bird's
time,
been around since the dawn of, you know, world?
Because Mew, being the first Pokemon ever, went back in time, and it's the Warhammer theory with Slaanesh, where Slaanesh is formed because of too much partying, rips a hole... it's a long story.
Okay. It makes perfect sense.
Rips a hole in time and creates itself. That's how Arceus comes to be. So Pokemon didn't actually start out being in the world, but all of a sudden we have this rip in the...
How does Mew go back in time?
Timey-wimey bullshit.
Mew did something somehow.
It is not
Arceus
thoroughly
Arceus is
explained.
The god Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which is the creationism theory. There's your Arceus thing. And then you've got your evolution theory of these new Pokemon showing up throughout the thing.
Pokemon technically exposes both evolution theory and creationism in equal amount.
Nice.
So it's not... Yeah.
And the way they go about it, it is cleverly veiled.
Oh, it completely is.
I use this item, this Pokemon. I use it long enough, it gets better.
Yeah.
Basic game theory.
Yeah.
And I do this long enough, I get better.
That's the other thing I wanted to get to, was they have the Pidgey is... You have an alarm.
I am terribly sorry.
That's the other thing I want to get back to, is the Pidgey from the first one, if you look at its toes and its beak and all that, its design is based around the whole first area of Kanto, which is plains and urban settings and that. And its design is very much like the pigeon, which lives out in and around in cities and out in wilderness and has its specific beak designs that it can grab at bugs and the talons and that. And then you look at, say, Fletchinder, who is...
Fletchinder? Do you mean, oh, like the
Fletchling. Fletchling, Fletchinder,
yeah, yeah.
Talonflame. You look at the very first Fletchling, very much like a starling. No, that's Teferia. Very much like, what's a, name a small
a
bird that lives, no, that lives in cities, all everywhere.
Sparrows.
Sparrow, thank you. Fumble on the play.
Yeah. Don't they have like a, they have a sparrow though.
They have Spiro.
Yeah.
But this is a bird that is tiny and compact so that it can fit into tiny spaces such as, I don't know, go to Superstore and in the little O they've got the nest.
Yeah.
There's your Fletchling. Its Pokemon have evolved to suit their surroundings and have evolved from their surroundings.
Yeah.
But the only way to find that, going back to our other discussion, is through searching around, talking to everybody, reading every book you can find, and doing all of that, and going out
yeah.
of your way to...
Where it's like this, like a meta story.
It's a meta story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't necessarily need this for the main story, it's just, if you like exploring, if you like, you know,
yeah.
It's for that niche crowd who wants to find every collectible in Assassin's Creed, to find every, you know, every friggin'...
I know you're
every
looking
friggin',
at me for a reason,
no, every
but...
friggin' banana in Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, God.
Now, that's not even something I think I would undertake.
Over 3,000.
I know.
3,800 and something something.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. That's pretty much it for games.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it for
yeah.
most everything.
We mentioned earlier off
Netflix,
the binge watching. I'm thinking this right now because I decided to do the one month trial. I think that just ran out of Netflix, and I found myself obviously binge watching some things. I watched Orange is the New Black. I'm currently now on House of Cards. I'm binge watching How I Met Your Mother, but How do you feel about the idea of binge watching?
I started Bob's Burgers season 1 on a Wednesday. I finished Bob's Burgers season 3 on a Friday, 2 days later.
Okay, so what's your opinion on it?
It happens.
Is it good? Like,
it's good in the sense that, hey, I get to watch this whole series and enjoy this whole series. Now, I know Bob's Burgers is in, like, season 5, but I didn't have season 4.
Wait, there's season 5 already?
Or they're only in season 4. They're halfway
okay.
through season 4.
That seems like a lot. Never mind.
So, I didn't... It's a great way to watch the series. It's a great way to do that. And the only problem is, if you watch it and you binge watch it, when you're done, you are left with a feeling of complete emptiness.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what now?
Which normally leads to binge-watching something else to try and fill it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle of...
What next?
I
what
have
next?
Actually...
Yeah.
In the past 4 months, managed to actually curb my binge-watching exponentially. League of Legends started broadcasting LCS weekly, 4 days a week, for about... 6 hours a day, and I've started watching that, and now it's like I'm not binge watching my TV shows. I'm only watching them occasionally. I'm not even binge watching my LCS because I know it's been on right now for the past 4 hours. But
so, do you think it's good to binge watch though? Do you think it's something that
I don't
do you think
it,
it's something
I feel
that
it's very detrimental to creativity and productivity and other aspects.
Yeah.
I
at
think
the same time it's an efficient way to get through your
like
TV
yeah,
shows.
Sort of media.
For me, it's been good for ongoing shows. It's been, like, Bob's Burgers, I'm not caught
yeah.
up. I'm watching the episodes weekly. I'm
yeah,
watching
it helps you catch
out.
Up. But
yeah.
but to watch a full series, I think, is a really bad thing, excuse me. And you should take your time and enjoy each episode for what it is.
Yeah, and right now, through watching my video game streams... and my other shows at the same time, I've now got about 7 different animes I'm watching currently. Some of them have been completed for 5-6 years. I'm watching old shows in that I just hadn't got around to. But I'm watching an episode of that, and then I'm watching an episode of this, and then I'm watching an episode
yeah.
of this.
Still technically binge-watching, you're just not binge-watching an entire series.
Yeah, you're
series.
Just doing a variety. You're just,
but,
just
you're
doing the mixed
but
nuts
I'm not,
of it.
Because... I'm not sitting down for a day and watching 8 hours of television. I'm watching maybe 2 hours of television.
And then a few hours at the computer.
Yeah. And then an hour at the computer.
Okay, so you think it's detrimental? You think it's, you know, it's okay?
It's,
catching
it's, up. I think it's detrimental to production.
Yeah,
hell yes.
Yes,
it's great
but
for entertainment purposes.
It is a good way to get through series, especially with my anime. I get a series with like 400 episodes. I can binge watch all I want. It's still going to take me
a
couple months.
But with this, do you think this is forcing like other avenues of entertainment, like television, to go into a sort of, oh, all the episodes need to be out at once?
A marathon
sort of. Exactly.
I mean, marathons were already around before, what with Christmas being Star Wars.
Yeah.
But
I don't feel it's changing the release of media. I feel what it's doing is actually benefiting.
Mm-hmm. It's benefiting
the release afterwards,
like the on-demand customers,
the on-demand
it,
customers, or even just like DVD sales and that sort of thing, like selling a TV series afterwards.
Oh, it's so perfect! It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, even for other merchandise, like you can get a Supernatural Dean doll or something like that. People are sitting there going, "I have to wait." Yeah, we got a Phineas with
Ferb. We got Ferb right here.
We got a F word with a bunch of letters after it. You get this show and you get through everything and then you're caught up, but now you have to wait a week for your episode.
Yeah.
So now you've got to fill that week with something, but you've just binge watched everything.
Maybe you'll do your own fan fiction.
You'll write a fan fiction.
And that's
you'll
how
do,
that starts.
You'll do something to fill your time while
that's
still focusing on what you are about to watch in the next week.
But that kind of feels like people are just like trying to curb an addiction. Like, oh man, I gotta get my next
That's
fix.
What it is.
That's bad though.
That's what it is though,
okay.
Is it's an addiction.
That's
it,
bad.
It might be bad for the consumer. It is definitely a good thing. This mentality is definitely a good thing for the companies.
Yeah.
And the franchise.
Well, other than, like, take Netflix for
now,
example.
Now, Netflix
of course,
gives that 1 month free trial, right?
That's, yeah.
That right there, as you have experienced,
it's
is
a hook.
Basically
here,
telling
a,
you
here,
to binge
take
walk.
This bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
It's free.
Here's,
next one's gonna cost you.
Here's your first baggie of meth. Good luck. I'll see you in a week.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what
exact, but I'm, like, you're talking about DVD sales, and I'm thinking Netflix probably doesn't help those companies, because, let's face it, why buy a DVD or Blu-ray when you can stream
Netflix
it?
Because
Netflix
only has
Netflix,
so many seasons.
True.
Netflix also rotates.
Oh, okay.
Stuff that was on Netflix goes off Netflix for a while.
And comes
and
back
then maybe
later.
6 months later it comes back.
Yeah. Speaking of what Netflix has, Pokemon. They were bringing on
they
Pokemon
brought, yep.
Season 1 and then the current season 13 and then the first three movies, I
That's
think.
The other thing. They
as,
don't have all the seasons.
Yeah, as well. But then, on the other hand, Netflix does their own kind of...
They have their own series. Okay.
Exactly, like Orange is the New Black.
Now,
parts.
That's because
and,
Netflix is evolving into an actual...
Exactly, and like an
TV
entertainment
company.
Juggernaut. That's what they're becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like I just noticed a couple days ago, Trailer Park Boys, they just finished season 8 filming and all that stuff. And Netflix announced Trailer Park Boys Season 8 and Season 9 are going to be on Netflix. Like, that's an exclusive Canadian hit right there, which, you know, extends more
it's
than
so
Canada.
Terrible, yeah.
Extends more
yeah.
than Canada. Like, it's like Trailer Park Boys is a phenomenal show for us that we can, quote-unquote, be proud of.
No.
I'm like, fuck you guys. It's great. It's Nova Scotian, like...
It's funny.
It's comedy. It's not highbrow. It's not trying to change
yeah.
the world. It's just a bunch of guys... Trying
it's
to get by day by day.
Light, dumb humor.
But I like otherwise they'd have to like maybe go through like showcase contracts or
yeah,
try and get like a TV thing. And you know,
I feel the contracts that these shows are getting with Netflix to get exclusive Netflix contracts. You're talking about some of the Marvel shows or whatever.
Yeah,
getting,
Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron
yeah.
Fist.
I feel
Justin
like
Jones.
They're going through exactly the same contracts and exactly the same hoops as a normal television
they
station.
They are, except there's less restriction on them. There's not any censorship. Orange is the New Black. There's tits and F-bombs and cunts and all that stuff. House of
I
Cards
actually
is the
have
same
to
thing.
Say
so
I
much...
could not stand Orange is the New Black because it seemed like they were making it blatant
yeah.
that they weren't censored.
I'll agree with that. To that extent, it pulls you
it
out
was
of it.
Way
it
over.
Lost its tastefulness. Like, I hate to say it because everybody just calls it porn, but Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, yes, it has a bunch of nudity, but
the story
it's
takes
more
precedence.
Tasteful because
yeah.
the story, it takes precedence. Yeah, it's... Oh, there's some tits. You're going to get the bros to watch that because, oh, guys, there's some tits in this episode. So,
but it's more than just
it's
that.
More than exactly. just that.
I felt the same way when I was watching it, too. But other shows, like what Marvel's doing and what, like, House of Cards, it's, like, you can tell in the production of it, there's no censorship. There's no boot hanging above them saying, oh, you can't do this or you can't say that. It kind of feels
there's
a creative avenue there.
In just the amount of levels in making a television show, there's always going to be some boots hanging over.
Yeah,
there's
always
going to
be. Yeah,
they
can't just make a porno.
Well, no.
Except unless it's a porno.
It's,
yeah, but Netflix doesn't
thing.
Have any porn on.
Here's the thing.
I don't know. I think it does.
It gets some. It gets pretty close.
Yeah.
It may be softcore, but there's no real porn on.
It doesn't go in.
That we see.
Yeah.
It's not like they have exclusive rights to Brazzers or some shit like that, is what I'm getting at.
Dude.
They could make so much money if they did that. But that's beyond the point.
Yeah, Pulsey, we're finishing up.
It's... Yeah, they might not have the same restrictions. What I feel is Netflix is benefiting to these television shows is they don't have content creation of their own.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they do, but not to the same extent. Which means the actual content is going to be more what the team that's creating it, and I think this is the point you were trying to get. It's going to be truer to the source material.
Exactly.
Yep.
Truer to what they want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's obviously going to be, oh, we need to cut some of these lines for time issues. Or maybe we shouldn't show this character interacting with this one
at this
time.
To go against your time issue thing, like, not every episode is so restrictive to the, oh, you have to have this 40-minute thing. Like,
yeah, they're not.
Some episode is like 43 minutes. It's very
relaxed. That's probably
lax.
Also another thing that Netflix definitely benefits and brings to the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Saying binge watching, that 1 month free trial definitely promotes binge watching on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Because for that first month, you're like, I'm going to get the most out of my free month. I'm going to watch as much as I possibly can. And then you're like, okay, that was actually good. I'm going to buy it.
It
I'm at
like
the point now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point now where I've had Netflix for over a year and I barely use it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have friends that actually got rid of Netflix because they weren't using it enough.
Okay.
Well, I'm on a joint account with my family, so like I'm not just going to get rid of it. It's also nice to know it's there so I can go on and watch a movie if I want
to. Or you hear someone gets a new Netflix contract with them.
Yeah, like I hear, hey, give this show a try. I'm like, okay, I'll go on to Netflix, watch the first episode or two for free or whatever to get into it, and then...
Can we just talk about how bad their, hey, you recently watched this thing is, though? They had a link for... Somebody posted a photo. It says, you recently watched Dexter.
Yeah.
Suggestions, Dexter's Lab. It had the kids show. And actually, no, I think it was the other way around, was you recently watched Dexter's Lab, and it suggested Dexter.
Yeah. But, well, I think that's one thing. At the start of, like, for example, the Xbox 360 Netflix app, there's two spots. There's regular Netflix, or you can go in, like, the kid zone or whatever.
Yeah. And that's going to be up to the parents
exactly.
to
that
monitor.
To be fair, though... I watch a lot of cartoons on my Netflix.
I watch
a lot of, like, animes. I've recently watched on Netflix the old He-Man went on Netflix. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I saw that, and I actually binge-watched the whole first season in, like, a night.
Yeah.
When I saw that went up, I have personal reasons for liking that show, and it has a great deal of nostalgia. But at the same time, like, there are times I just want to watch kids' shows.
Yep.
I think we've talked on the podcast about...
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony or Adventure Time.
I'm pretty sure we did talk about My Little Pony the last time that we had...
Probably.
...on here.
But Adventure Time, too,
I
know we've talked about. And it's like, yeah, those are kids' shows, but every now and then you need a kids' show.
Yeah. Okay. So going off of that...
Granted, I agree. You recently watched This is terrible. I watched, like, 18A rated animes, and I get Power Rangers, or kids' cartoons showing up because they're like, it's an anime, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. Okay, so going off of that, were you going to say anything more? Okay. Might as well go into last words.
All right.
What do you have to say?
Well, I think that people should definitely look into, if you haven't, if you're into the Tales series, definitely pick up this game if you haven't.
No, you didn't mention, what is it, third base cover? I've never played it. First person shooter, what are we dealing with?
It is a...
JRPG.
JRPG.
Okay, so turn base.
No, actually, real-time combat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also got multiplayer, that's air quotes there for those of you listening at home.
For the audio only?
For the audio only, because...
When you enter combat, you can have up to four players.
Okay. So you can have like a local co-op thing going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
It is PlayStation 3 exclusive, or PlayStation exclusive, I should say. I don't know if it's just for the PS3 or if it came out for the PS4, but it's definitely worth checking out if you have the console. Skyrim's still awesome. I'm just saying. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon lately, too. Getting that done, so... Other than that, really, I don't
just
think
Tales of Symphonia?
Just some Tales and Star Wars.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Poolsy, anything you want to say?
Interesting news coming out of the CRTC.
Oh, I'm listening.
There's a case recently, and it's funny Brooke should mention porn on Netflix, because this directly relates. CRTC has rules governing radio and television and broadcasters, stating that there has to be X amount, and I think it's 30% Canadian content on any station. There's a station called Channel Zero. They're adult entertainment, but they are a cable TV station, or a group of stations.
Yeah.
They're called Channel Zero. They are in the middle of a case with the CRTC shutting them down because they were not meeting the Canadian content restrictions.
Not enough. Girls
not, enough, not enough Canadian porn being shown.
There's not a lot of Canadian porn.
I can't tell if that's...
It doesn't have to be Canadian girls. It just has to be porn made in Canada.
Yeah. I know.
Canadian
I'm standing by what I said.
Yeah.
there's not a whole lot of beach scenes you can do in Canada.
There is a whole lot of I'm cold, warm me up.
There is a lot of that.
Anyways, found it interesting. They're actually doing a bit of a survey right now on the CRTC.
Survey says
porn's gonna win.
No, basically stating, does the public think this channel should have a chance to renew their license if they conform with our restrictions in the future, or should we just shut them down?
I stand by what I said. Porn. It's porn. It's the same thing that happened with HD and HD DVD and Blu-ray. Porn went to Blu-ray. Blu-ray won.
Porn always wins.
Porn always wins. Well, we are gross pigs, and we will eat that shit up.
As Bull said probably an hour ago, sex is always on our mind.
Sex sells.
Yeah,
and sex sells.
So what's your opinion on that?
My opinion is, okay, my last thoughts are, I don't want to make up anybody's mind. I want to say people should be involved in what the CRTC is doing and take this opportunity to voice their opinions.
Yeah. Whatever it is, one way or the other.
One way or the other, they should go on to this, I'm not sure the exact website,
just
but
Google
go on
CRTC.on.ca, I would assume, .gov maybe somewhere.
Just Google
it. Just
go to the CRTC, even maybe search CRTC Channel Zero.
Yeah.
Just get informed.
Get informed, voice your opinion, and see what comes of it. I'm going to be watching the outcome, and I'm not really... I haven't decided whether one way or the other will be good. But definitely I am interested in the outcome of this case.
Okay.
So, and other than that, I've been playing a lot of GameCube. In some classic gaming.
Nice. For myself personally, I've been reading a bunch of comics. Last time I talked about comics, I talked about Moon Knight. Finished in 2006, went straight into Vengeance of Moon Knight. Finished that, went straight into the Moon Knight 2010 one, which is an interesting one because I mentioned he has like these weird personalities. In that version, his personalities kind of split into three, and they're superheroes. It's Wolverine, Captain America, and Spider-Man.
That's perfect.
He thinks... Like, literally, in that series, he thinks sometimes he's Spider-Man, Wolverine, or Captain America. And he takes on their abilities. So, like, he builds himself like Wolverine claws attached to his wrist and web shooters and like a fake Captain America shield when he's in those personalities.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fucked up. And Moon Knight number one for the all new Marvel Now just released this month. I think last week or something. And apparently it's been doing really well.
Cool.
I think it's being, the story's done by Warren Ellis. And he's supposed to be like an acclaimed writer that a lot of comic book people know about. So I'm gonna look into that eventually.
At least in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
At least for Marvel. And on top of that, promotion-wise for the Marvel Unlimited, only for March. If you want to try it out for like a month, we were talking like month free, like Netflix. What they're doing is 1 month of Marvel Unlimited for 99 cents, which is a pretty great deal. And all you have to do is input SWSX99, so South by Southwest, it's a promo by them, and it'll get you like a month free. Other than that, I actually got a promo for Lock and Key, and this is a graphic novel series.
I've
or
heard
comic
of it.
Series.
It's,
yeah,
it's
published by
really good.
Exactly, it's published by IDW, and it's like this. See, even the police know it's that good.
It's kicking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
And it's like this horror thriller.
Isn't it steampunk-esque?
It's
gothic.
Yeah, it's very gothic. That's what it seems like. It's very gothic. And it's about these kids. Their last name is Locke. L-O-C-K-E. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Their father dies in like a murder that they witnessed, and they moved back home to their father's growing up house with their uncle, and that's called Keystone Manor or something like that. And apparently in this manor, it's a bunch of weird supernatural stuff, which makes it like a supernatural thriller where some doors you can walk through, you become a ghost, and some doors you'll become like the opposite gender, or some doors. It's this weird kind of supernaturalness to it. And I've only gotten in so far into the volume one, and I'll probably be picking up the other five volumes because it just finished, I think, last month. The entire series finished, and apparently it's pretty critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say check out Lock and Key because I've been enjoying the three or four issues that I've been reading right now. Other than that, Jones.
Check me out, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
At lashoutthejones.tumblr.com, at same thing on Twitter, Facebook, you name it, I'm Lash Out the Jones.
All right, where can they find us if they want to do something?
Website, we're www.completelyunoriginal.com.
And what if they want to just, you know, send us some dick pics?
Please don't. We don't really appreciate them. We usually send back some pretty bad shit. But it's completely unoriginal.
CU group.
Group
at
completelyunoriginal.com.
There you go.
Got it.
See,
and
it would have been better if we had asked if they wanted to send us their fanfics.
Or,
yeah, send
or
us those.
Do that. Yeah, yeah.
Send us those, not the dick pics.
Don't send them as an attached file because you probably have viruses.
Yeah, but do that at cugroup@completelyunoriginal.com. That's our email.
And if you want to check us out on iTunes, we are completely unoriginal.
And just, you know, search for that. It's free.
Search for that. We're free. That's, I think, the best part.
Yeah, I agree.
It's definitely a selling point.
Poolsy, do you have any stuff you want to throw out there? Any website you want to go to or something?
At the moment, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this, but I'm kind of falling away from social media.
Okay.
So there's no plugs at the moment for me. If I figure out what I'm doing in the next little while, I'm sure by next podcast I'll have
a new plug in there.
A new plug in there.
Perfect. For me, at the After Death. And for us, we don't have anything set up yet. Still.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to do that, aren't we?
Maybe.
We should do that.
We should probably do that.
Maybe not today, but in the near future.
Not today, not tomorrow.
Hopefully we'll have one by the next podcast.
Yeah,
we'll have something set up.
Maybe a Facebook or Twitter.
Or both.
Or both, I guess.
Or all three.
Three?
Oh, yeah.